感谢主，让我们有机会一起来学习道理。
I thank the Lord that we have this opportunity to come and study the words of God.
啊，但愿圣灵亲自带领我们，把神的话赏赐给我们。
And may the Holy Spirit guide all of us that will be edified by His word.
这一次我们主日会主殿小弟要跟大家学习的课程是有关约书亚的事迹。
And the topic that I shall study with all of you is the character Joshua.
我们知道约书亚是一个成功的继承人。
And we all know that Joshua is a very successful character in the Bible.
神兴起摩西带领以色列民出埃及。
When God has called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt,
让他们经过了40年的旷野生活。
And after they have gone through 40 years of life in the wilderness,
到了约旦河边呐、啊，摩西的工作完成。
And when they came to the River Jordan, that completed the work of Moses.
所以他在尼泊山上离开人间。
And he left the world, passed on Mount Nebo.
后来神兴起了约书亚继承摩西的工作。
And later on, God has called Joshua to take over the work.
带领以色列百姓过约旦河。
Which is to continue to guide Israelites to cross the river Jordan.
经过7年多的征战。
After 7 years of war.
把迦南地占领下来。
They had conquered the land of Canaan.
把迦南地分配给以色列百姓做产业。
And the land of Canaan was then given to the descendant of Israelite to be their property.
最后他说啊，神所应许的没有一句话落空，都实现了。
All that God has promised has all been fulfilled.
所以我们看到说，如果没有约书亚
，So if without this leader Joshua，
因以色列人就只有来到约旦河边
，Then the Israelite would just then stop.At River Jordan.
因为耶稣亚都出现，才让他们能够进到迦南地。
And because of Jordan, they were able to enter into this promised land, Canaan.
让他们过一个得胜的生活，让他们得到迦南的产业。
To live a life of victory, which is to fulfill the inheritance that God has promised them.
我们今天在教会的圣工上也是一样。
Today is the same for us who work for church.
因为教会要一代一代不断的发展
and because we know that for church to prosper it has to pass the work on from generation
所以教会很重视传承的工作
and it's important to pass on the torch
我们的长辈从神那里领受恩赐建立教会
and our ancestor our forefather has taken on all the workwith the talent that God has given them,
让教会有一个非常好的稳固的基础
that they have laid a very good foundation for this church.
所以我们就要不断的栽培训练下一代的人才
and therefore it's important that we continue to cultivate our next generations.
让这个教会圣工能够不断的兴旺发展
and to create workers to continue to prosper the church.
我们看到圣经里面传承的工作大概分三方面
And if we were to study the scripture, this work of a successorship can be divided in three.
一个是信仰的传承，就是真理的传承。
The first is to succeed the faith, and the next is to succeed.
因为这个真理啊，得救的真理是神一处交付圣徒。
Because this gospel of truth is the work that was entrusted upon the disciple.
魔鬼的工作就是要来改变神的话，改变真理。
And the work of Satan is to change the work of truth.
真理改了以后啊，你就没有办法见到神。
And once the truth has been tainted, then the person cannot see God.
所以保罗说，我们要把神的道啊牢牢的锁住。
That is why Paul said it is very important that we hold fast to the truth.
古圣徒说，我们要为真道竭力的争辩。
And the ancient disciples also said that we have to fight for the truth.
所以这个真理的传承很重要。
And therefore, it's very important to pass on.
再来就是圣工上的传承。
The next is to pass on this work of serving the Lord.
所以摩西栽培耶稣亚。
And when Moses has cultivated the worker Joshua.
以利亚栽培以利沙。
And the same with Elijah cultivating Elisha.
主耶稣啊，栽培很多的门徒。
And And Jesus has also cultivated many disciples of
Paul. 保罗也是一样，栽培提多、提摩太，还有很多其他的同工。
And the same with Paul, that he has cultivated Titus and many other workers.
因为要把这个圣工一代一代的传下去。
Because church work has to pass on from one generation to another.
还有一个就是精神上的传承。
And the next successorship is that of faith.
所以耶稣特别对彼得说，主耶稣对彼得说
，The Lord Jesus once said to Peter,
说你爱我吗
？Do you love me?
你如果爱我的话，要好好牧养我的羊。
If you love me, you must tend my sheep.
主耶稣连续三次啊，在问彼得
，And he asked us three times.
要查问他是不是真正有爱心。
And he wanted to truly know whether Peter has true love for him.
然后把教会的圣工交代给他。
Then he will pass this very important mission of tending this church to Peter.
那这是教会圣工上精神上的传承。
And so this is in term of the spirit that the Lord Jesus wants to pass on.
耶稣也是一个非常好的圣工的继承者。
Joshua is a very good successor person who took over.
也是我们今天呢、要负起教会圣工责任的人，非常好的榜样。
And he's a good character for us to emulate for all of us who are serving the Lord.
耶稣也要做，要担任带领百姓的工作之前。
And prior to taking care and leading the Israelites,
神也花了很多时间来栽培造就他。
The Lord has also cultivated him and spent a long time training him.
好像摩西为着要带领百姓，神也造就他80年。
And the same goes with Moses, how God has trained him for 80 years in the wilderness.
摩西40岁以前在埃及的王宫里面。
40 years prior, he was in the palace.
圣经里面说他学了埃及一切的学问
And the Bible said that Moses has learned all the knowledge of the world in
Egypt 说话行事都有才干
And he's a very talented young man
但是因为人有聪明有才干所以就充满着血气仁义
And because he was so brilliant in his word and in his deed he is rather gutsy in his
所以想要靠自己的能力来救自己同胞
And so he tried to use his own way to save his own people
所以神就让他到旷野再操练40年
So God sent him to the wilderness and trained him for 40 years
这40年呢、虽然天天都是在牧羊
And for 40 years even though he was tending the flock every day
好像看起来没有什么意义啊，但是对摩西是一个非常大的造就。
Even though on surface it looked like it's a very meaningless job, but for him is a great cultivation.
因为在王宫里面所学习到的是人的知识，人的伟大。
And what he has learned from the palace.
但是在旷野当中所看到的神的作为，神的伟大。
Was that of the worldly knowledge, but in the wilderness, what he has learned is that of the knowledge of God.
40岁的时候，他觉得说我已经可以了，我可以来救同胞。
So when he was 40 years old, he thought he was able to save his some people.
但是到了80岁的时候，他说我不行了。
But when he was 80, he denied that he was not able to save his.
我是什么人呢？
He asked himself, "Who am I?"
我怎么敢去见法老王
？How dare that I go see the King Pharaoh?
我只是一个逃犯，一个牧羊人。
I'm only a fugitive. I'm only a mere shepherd.
法老王怎么会听我
？Would Pharaoh listen to me?
以色列百姓怎么会相信我
？And would Israelite believe in me?
那神说啊，你只管去。
But the Lord's reply to him was that, "Just go."
我要跟你同在。
I'll be with you.
你就可以把百姓救出来。
And then you'll be able to rescue the Israelites.
所以80岁以后啊，摩西就靠着神的能力啊，来完成神托付的工作。
So at 80 years old, he was able to accomplish the work that God has entrusted on him.
所以我们看到神要栽培一个人啊，都花了很长的时间来栽培、装备、造就。
So we can see that God spent a long time training a person and cultivate him before he used him.
耶稣亚也是一样。
So the same goes with Joshua.
虽然耶稣亚主要的事迹记在耶稣亚记。
And all the incident concerning Joshua was recorded in the book of Joshua.
说到他怎么带领百姓过约旦河。
In the book, it tells us how he led the people to cross the river Jordan.
啊，怎么征战，怎么分配土地。
And how he fought against the enemy and divided the land.
但是实际上，在约书亚记之前呢、啊，也多处提到有关约书亚的事迹。
But even before the book of Joshua, there are already many records of the incident concerning him.
啊，从这当中啊，我们就看到神怎样来栽培造就一个人。
So from all this, we can see how God had truly trained a worker.
我们早上就来谈耶稣亚怎样做一个好的帮手。
So this morning we're going to look at Joshua and see how he's truly a good helper.
请看出埃及记十七章。
Let's look in the book of Judges. Exodus.
出埃及记十七章。
Chapter 17.
第八节。
Verse 8.
出埃及记十七章第八节。
Exodus chapter 17 verse 8.
那时亚玛利人来在利非定和以色列人征战。第九节。
Verse 9。
摩西对耶稣亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。”第十节。
Verse 10。
于是耶稣亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利人征战。摩西、亚伦和父儿都上了山顶。十一节。
Verse 11。
摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。这里记载耶稣亚的第一个事迹。
So this is a record of the first incident concerning Joshua.
可能我们会有一种误解，以为说啊，耶稣亚这个时候是以色列人军事的领导者。
Maybe we all have the misconception that Joshua at this time is the military commander of the Israelites.
啊，可能是他们的啊军队当中的统帅。
Maybe is the leader of the military.
事实上啊，耶稣亚这个时候啊，什么名分都没有。
But in actual fact, Joshua has no title at all.
啊，但是神就来造就他。
But God here took the chance to edify and train him.
因为这个是他们出埃及以后啊，还没有到西乃山之前的一段路程。
Because this is the journey before they reached Mount Sinai.
那他们从埃及地出来啊，是一个没有组织的群众。
When they left Egypt, they were very unorganized as a group.
啊，所以谈不上说什么领导者了。
So there was no such thing as organizational.
以色列民呢、啊，真正有组织是在西乃山下。
The time when they actually got together and being organized was when they were at the foot of Mount
Sinai. 神叫他们说，二十岁以上的兵丁啊，都要数算。
And at that time, God said that you must count any man that's above 20.
啊，然后把他们组织起来。
And organize these young men.
啊，那这个组织当中的领导者也没有耶稣亚的名啊。
And at that time, when they are being organized, the leader was not Joshua was not.
每一个支派有一个领导者。
Every tribe has a leader.
耶稣亚是属于以法莲支派的。
And Joshua belonged to the tribe of Ephraim.
以法莲支派的领导者就是耶稣亚的祖父，叫做以利沙玛。
And the leader of Ephraim is the grandfather of Joshua.
所以耶稣亚当时代啊，其实没有什么名分。
So at that time, Joshua did not have any title at all.
只是一般的以色列百姓。
He's just one of the Israelite commoner.
啊，可能啊，摩西看到这个年轻人呐、啊。啊，可以重用。
And Moses knew in his heart that Joshua is indeed a fine young man that has potential.
所以摩西就把他找来，叫他说：“你带着军队出去跟敌人打仗。”
And Moses said to Joshua that you must take these men and fight the Amalekites.
啊，耶稣亚当时非常顺服。
And of course, Joshua was a very obedient young man.
所以照着摩西的吩咐，他就带了一批人到前线去征战。
So according to the instruction of Moses, he took a group of young men and fought against the Amalekites.
摩西说：“你到前线打仗，我在山上祷告。”
And Moses said that you go fight the Amalekites at the front line, and I'll pray for you in the mountain.
讲起来，对敌人的征战就是 很辛苦，而且是很冒险的事情。
So in actual fact, fighting against an enemy is a very difficult and a risky business.
啊，当然，耶稣亚他没有说哇，你只是在山上在那边举手啊，我还要去面对敌人呐 啊。冒着生命去打仗。
But Joshua did not argue against Moses, saying that you just merely pray for me on the mountain safely, and I need to take the rest.
你把艰苦的工作交给我，你自己好像很轻松啊啊，在山上。
He did not seem to complain about the job that he has to take on.
耶稣亚从没有讲过一句话。
He did not murmur any word of complaint.
他就带着军队去打。
So without a word, he took the people and he went and fought against the
mountain. 当然他在地面上打仗，有时候胜，有时候败。
So when he was fighting, there are times when he would win and there are times when he.
他们也拼命在征战。
So they tried their best to fight.
啊，最后得胜回来了。
And in the end, he overcame the Amalekites.
人家告诉他说：“你这一次征战啊，是因为摩西在山上举手。”
And so when they came back, the people said to him, "The very fact that you had victory is because Moses was praying for you."
因为摩西举手，你才能够得胜。
And because Moses held out his hand, the Israelites, then you would win.
假如我们遇到这样的情形啊
，So if you were Joshua,
我们负起那个最艰难的工作
，You took up the most difficult work,
甚至冒着生命的危险去做工
，You risk your life to fight the battle.
但是征战得胜回来
，And when you come back.With victory,
人家说啊，这一次的胜败啊，不是在你。
The credit wasn't given to you, but someone else.
把所有的功劳都空，因为摩西的举手。
And it was because of Moses.
但是啊，虽然付出那么多的代价啊，功劳都归给别人了，但是他还没有计较。
But even though, the credit was all given to Moses, he did not say anything.
所以我们看到说，这是一个。做神的工人一个非常重要的操练。
So this is indeed one of the greatest training of being a worker of.
尽到自己的本分，付出最大的努力。
You do all the best of your responsibility.
但是不争名，不争利，不夸功。
But you do not want to take over the glory.
好像主耶稣说啊，当我们完成了一个工作以后。
The Lord Jesus once said that when you completed a task,
我们主能够说主啊，我们都是无用的仆人。
All we can brag before the Lord is that we are useless servant.
我们所做的只是尽我们本分，做我们该做的事情。
And what we do is merely our own duty and responsibility.
很多社会上的人呐、啊，他们在付出一些代价做一些工作，都有一些目的在。
And in this world, many people will go out and do something and make a name for themselves.
有的是为着得到一些名分。
For example, to get a name.
有的是为着得到一些现实上的利益。
Or to gain a personal benefit.
但是我们在神家里面的工作，我们不争名，不争利。
But when we work in the household of God, we do not want to fight for a name or title.
我们只是为着报答神的爱，尽我们的本分来做我们该做的事情。
But rather, when we take care of God's household, we are doing our duty and loving God.
但是有的人呢、啊，因为认识不清楚。
But people do not have a very clear
understanding. 所以有时候有一些偏差。
And what the person do will then will be a little bit.
所以保罗说、啊、我撒种了。
So Paul said, I have spread the seed.
啊，亚波罗浇灌了。
And it was Paul's who watered.
但是撒种的、浇灌的都算不得什么。
The one who sowed the seed is nothing.
只是尽我们本分，做我们该做的事情。
And I'm just doing what I need to do.
但是要紧的就是在乎生长的神。
But what is important lies in the Lord that makes the seed grow.
如果神不让它生长，你就是再努力浇灌、努力撒种都没有用。
If God doesn't allow the seed to grow, no matter how hard you water and sow the seed, it will still be in vain.
撒种浇灌只是我们的本分而已。
Sowing the seed and watering the seed is only our own duty.
但是要紧的就是在乎生长的神。
But what is important is the Lord that allows the seed to grow.
所以在诗篇里面说，如果不是神在建造房屋、 建造的人就枉然劳力。
In the book of Psalms, Psalmist once said that if it is not the Lord that built the house, the builder's efforts are in vain.
如果不是神在看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
If it's not the Lord that guard the city, the watcher's efforts are in vain.
我们仍可以计划。
Today we can plan.
我们可以努力工作。
We can strive and do our best.
但是不是我们付出了代价一定有成果。
But it doesn't mean that whatever effort we put in, will reap what we sow.
因为那个关键是在神的怜悯、神的帮助。
Because the critical fact lies in God's mercy and God's help.
所以我们应当认识清楚，不是在乎我们能够做什么。
But so the matter lies in not what we can do, but what God.
我们只是尽我们本分而已。
We're just doing what we can.
耶稣亚要征战的对象是亚玛力人。
The enemy that Joshua is confronting is the Amalekites.
那个亚玛力人呐、啊，到底是谁
？And who is the Amalekites？
啊，为什么以色列人要花那么多的代价，世世代代跟他们打仗
？Who are these people, and why that the Israelites have to fight them for many generations？
有的人因为看到创世纪三十六章里面。
Some people read in the book of Genesis chapter 36.
以扫的孙子里面有一个人的名字叫做亚玛力。
And one of the grandsons of Esau's is.
所以就把他说、啊、这个亚玛力人是以扫的祖孙。
And so some people will then say that the genealogy of the Amalekite comes from Esau.
他说以扫啊，因为他那一点点失误吧。长子的名分卖掉了。
And some claim that because Esau has sold his birthright with this bowl of lentil soup.
所以就把他联想到说，亚玛力人就是代表情义。
And then they will then make a reference that Amalekites represent that of the flesh.
但事实上啊，就是从圣经里面来看啊，这是矛盾的。
But this is a very contradictory.Way to put it.
因为以色列人在旷野当中啊，要经过以扫祖孙的地方。
Because in the Israelites have to pass by this land that belongs to Esau.
神特别对他们说啊，以扫的祖孙你们不可以跟他们征战。
And God also has said to them that you should not fight against the descendant of Esau.
因为我已经把西尔山啊是给他们了。
Because I've given this land of Seir to them.
所以你们要谨慎，从他们旁边经过。
So you have to move away from that area.
啊，所以不会说啊，神叫他们不可以跟以扫祖孙征战，又去跟。以扫的孙族的一个小支派跟他们打仗。
So God has instructed them not to fight against the descendant of Esau. So therefore, Amalekite shouldn't be the target of the enemy.
而且以扫祖孙这个亚玛力人这个支派也不是很多，也不是很强盛。
And Amalekite is not a very powerful group.
所以这个亚玛力人从圣经里面看呢、啊，就是很古时候的一个非常强悍的民族啊。
So Amalekite is not just merely the descendant of Esau. In fact, they are very strong tribes.
所以《民数记》里面说啊，亚玛力人是诸国之首，是在所有列国开始的时候就有了。
And so the Amalekite, this tribe, already exists before the nation of Israel.
我们看《创世纪》十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪十四章。
Chapter 14.
第七节
，verse
7，十四章第七节
，chapter 14, verse 7，
说他们回到暗密巴，就是加迪斯，杀败了亚玛力全地的人，以及住在哈喜孙他玛的亚摩利人。那这里是讲到亚伯拉罕的时代。
Here I mention the time of Abraham.
啊，因为曾经发生了一个大战争啊，有四个王跟五个王打仗。
And there was a major war between four kings and five kings.
啊，这个四个王啊，他们得胜。
And the four kings had victory over the five kings.
所以杀败了当时啊很多的地方。
And they have taken over many lands.
他说这里啊，包括那个亚玛力全地的地方。
And here it says that they have conquered the whole territory of the Amalekites.
所以一般在研究圣经的人认为说啊，这个亚玛力人他们是从那个示拿地那边出来的。
And Amalekites, the people who study the Bible know the origin of them, which comes
from 是从韩的祖孙出来
the land of Sinar They are the descendant of Ham.
这是一个非常强悍的民族。
They are the descendant of Ham, and they have a very strong tribes.
他们非常凶暴残忍。
A very violent tribe.
所以当以色列人走在旷野当中的时候
，So the Israelites when they were traveling in the wilderness,
这个亚玛力人就出现了跟以色列人打仗。
So Amalekite appeared and fight against Israelite.
而且呢，以色列人当中啊，有一些人呢、啊，因为他们比较软弱啦，有的跟不上队伍啦。
So the Israelites themselves were some of them were weak and couldn't follow up with the rest.
所以亚玛力人就把这些人呢、啊，跟不上队伍的就把他抓去，把他们杀掉。
And the Amalekites were able to kill some of the Israelites.
所以神说啊，这个亚玛力人所做的啊，你们要跟他们征战到底，把他们完全消灭。
And that is why God said to them that whatever Amalekite had done, you must destroy everything.
因为亚玛力人是不让以色列人呐、啊。进到迦南地的一个很强大的敌人。
Because the Amalekites would never allow the Israelites to enter into this land of Canaan.
要在旷野当中啊，把他们除灭。
And they are the one who want to kill every one of the Israelites.
所以神说要世世代代跟亚玛力人打仗。
And that's why God instructed the Israelites that they have to fight.
扫罗做王了以后啊
，Once Saul become king,
神也叫他说你要去。跟亚玛力人打仗，要把他们消灭掉。
God also instructed them that he has to destroy all the Amalekites.
后来扫罗啊，把亚玛力人杀了，但是把王留下来。
But one time, King Saul killed all the Amalekites, but he kept the king.
所以神说啊，你不听从神的命令，所以神也厌弃你做王。
And because God was not pleased with what King Saul has done, so he refused him as king.
所以最后。扫罗征战失败死掉的时候
And so later on Saul he was defeated and he died
有一个亚玛力人来跟大卫说、啊、
So once Amalekite came to David and said,
说我到战场去啊看到扫罗快死掉了我知道他没办法活了我就把他杀掉
And he said this to King David that I saw King Saul in the battlefield and because he's dying I quickly killed him.
所以大卫做王也是一直跟亚玛力人打仗。
And when King David became king, he continued to still fight.
这个亚玛力人是到西西家王的时候才完全把他们消灭掉。
And it was until the king Hezekiah that the Amalekite were completely destroyed.
所以我们看到这个亚玛力人应当是象征啊从撒旦来的一切阻挡我们进神的国的一些作为。
So we can see that Amalekite, the tribe that symbolized Satan, will stop us from entering into the land God promised us.
所以我们应当世世代代跟他打仗。
So we should fight against this group all the days of our life.
那有的人说我们人生就是一场征战。
And some people also say that our life is indeed a battle.
尤其我们基督徒在生活当中要面对很多啊属灵上的征战。
Especially as Christian, we have to fight many spiritual battles.
有时候面对生活上的压力。
Like facing all the stress of our lives.
有时候面对心灵上的问题
，and having to overcome many psychological difficulties。
所以，我们看到现在的社会啊，现在的人呐、啊、
，so today we can see that many people，
因为离开了神以后，都在这个恶者所下。
When they departed from God, they are now in the hands of the evils。
当然，有时候因为工作上的压力、生活上、经济上的不稳定。
And of course, in life, it's inevitable that we'll meet with financial and stress, and as well as stress from work.
所以人有时候在压力当中啊，就追求各样的放纵娱乐。
So, in times of stress, people will try to numb it by taking on all kinds of.
有时候倾向醉酒啦，使用各样的毒品来麻醉自己。
Indulgence, whether it's in drugs or alcohol.
这是我们在社会上所看到的一些现象。
So these are the scenarios that we see very commonly today.
那有时候人呢、啊，因为离开了神，也有心灵感到空虚。
Also, there are people when they departed from God, they felt the emptiness in the heart.
所以就趋向一些迷信啦、拜偶像啦、邪术方面的事情。
So, in order to feel that emptiness, they went and seek for superstitions and idols. for their beliefs.
那我们看到在一般的西方社会里面
，So in a Western society，
因为没有办法从教会里面呢、啊、得到一些心灵上的满足
，When some people cannot receive that fulfillment from the church，
所以有的人呢、啊、就去追求那个东方的一些神秘的宗教。
So instead of going to church, to seek for spiritual fulfillment, they went to the Asian religion and seek for some.
有的跑到印度啦，跑到西藏啦，尼泊尔。
Some people will go to India, Nepal, and Tibet.
啊，去追求一些神秘的宗教，啊，追求一些灵界上的事情。
And to seek for mysticism, where they can find God.
但是我们知道那些啊，很多都是邪灵的工作，迷惑人的工作。
But we know that in many of these areas is very dangerous because they have a spirit of.
像在美国有些大学里面呢、啊，也开课在研究这些神秘的宗教。
And the same in the university, there are many courses that study these religions.
啊，但是一般的基督教界里面也有所谓的灵恩运动。
Within the Christian movement, there is also one movement called the Pentecost movement.
但是我们看到他们从他们的书籍啊资料看出来。
But from many of the studies from these movement,
那不是圣灵的工作，而是很多充满着邪灵的工作。
They are not the movement of the Holy Spirit, but the movement of the evil spirits.
啊，所以因为人的心灵虚空啊。没有办法真正去摸到神。
But because of this emptiness in human heart, they cannot truly touch God.
所以就趋向一些啊异端呐、啊、迷信。
And so, in their desperation, they went and seek for superstitions and other religion.
所以我前几天见证说啊，在南加州有一个姐妹来信主。
A few nights ago, I testified that in Southern California, there was a sister who came to seek for the Lord.
她本来也是学那个交鬼啊，跟灵界啊交鬼的一些事情。
And she was into this.
所以魔鬼啊就进到她身上啊，赶不出去。
She was at that time trying to study some kind of spirit.
啊，后来来到教会以后啊。啊，才能够得平安呢。
And then later on, when she came to the church, she was able to find peace.
虽然我们现在的科技知识都相当的发达。
Today, we are very advanced in science and technology.
但是我们看到说啊，人因为靠着自己的知识才能啊，而且一直破坏神所造的自然界的些自然的东西。
But very sadly, human because of their talent has destroyed many nature that God has given us.
那这好像古时候在造巴别塔的情形一样。
And it's very similar to the times of the ancient people when they were building.
所以因为对神所造的自然界啊一直的破坏，所以最后的灾难就是临到人。
And because we continue to destroy the nature that God has created to us, the disaster will then come upon us.
好像科技很进步，又发明了很多啊杀人的武器。
It seems that technology is very advanced, but also create many weapons.
将来这个是人类的一个非常大的一种灾难。
And we know that this is one of the greatest disaster of humankind.
啊，会把人类啊都毁灭掉的。
And that all human will be destroyed by the weapon that they had created.
所以我们生活在这样的世代里面呢、啊。
So today we live in this kind of time.
我们对我们的环境啊，应当有一个认识。
We must understand this environment that we're living in.
其实很多啊，都是出于撒旦的一些作为。
And a lot of time, this work are works of Satan.
所以我们要面对我们人生的一些征战。
So we must.Overcome many of the life challenges we are living right now.
我们看到说啊，耶稣也在这一场征战当中啊，虽然他已经尽了力量。
So we know that in this war, Joshua has already used all his power.
但是摩西的举手跟垂手是他们胜败的一个关键。
But it was the lifting hands and lowering hand of Moses that decide his victory.
这是要神要装备耶稣呀，让他说知道。
So this is how God want to prepare Joshua and let him know.
你要学习做神的工。
That when you want to learn how to do work for the Lord.
这个祷告的功夫啊，要从祷告的功夫开始着手。
You must start with prayer.
因为祷告是整个圣功成败的关键。
Because prayer is one of the most critical force to decide the success or failure of a whole.
也是我们信仰成败的一个关键。
And the same goes with our faith.
所以我们一个人要服侍神。
So for us who want to serve God,
一定要在祷告上下功夫。
We must put every effort we can in prayers.
所以我们在神学院的时候，我们长辈就告诉我们。
So when we were in theological school, this is what our teachers taught us.
你要当一个传道人。
They taught us that if we want to be a preacher,
说你要就要跪得久，你才能够站得久。
That the longer you can kneel, the longer you can stand firm.
因为我们不是靠我们的聪明才智，不是靠我们的能力。
Because as a preacher, we don't depend on our own human talent.
因为我们唯有从神那里源源不绝领受能力呀。
We can only draw strength from God.
我们才能够完成我们当做的一些工作。
Then we can finish the work that God has entrusted upon us.
那我们看到这个工作的搭配，同工的搭配很重要。
So the same goes with the work that's being coordinated among the co-workers.
耶稣也要打仗，但是摩西举手祷告。
When Joshua was fighting against the enemy, Moses was the one who was praying for him.
祷告跟侍奉两个都很重要。
Praying and serving must go together.
我们要尽我们本分，做我们该做的事情。
True, we must do what we should do in our area of responsibilities.
但是不是说光靠我们自己就够了。
But we cannot just do it on our own.
我们要祷告靠神。
We must pray and depend on God.
但是光有祷告，你不做工也不行。
But we cannot just pray and not do anything.
所以以色列民他们在建造城墙的时候，
So the Israelites when they were building the wall.
所以一手要拿工具，一手要拿兵器。
One hand they will have to hold the tool for building, another hand's weapon for battle.
一方面要侍奉，一方面要靠神得力。
On one hand they have to serve, and on other hands they have to pray to God for victory.
两方面都不能够忽略。
So they cannot. Nor any one of the work.
有一次，主耶稣带着门徒到山上去祷告。
One time, the Lord Jesus brought his disciple and went up to the mountain to pray.
在那边变了形象。
And on the mountain, he was transfigured.
彼得说：“主啊，我们在这里很好。
”And the disciple said that it was so good to be here.
我们最好搭三座棚啊，我们就住在这里。
And let us just build three tents and we can live here.
那第二天呢，主耶稣就把他们带下山了。
And the next day, the Lord Jesus brought them down the mountain.
有一个人呢，他的孩子生病，求门徒医治，门徒没有办法把鬼赶出去。
And one woman who brought the child was sick, but the disciple was not able to cast out the devil.
后来他们就来求问耶稣。
So they asked the Lord Jesus.
耶稣说啊。主要你那个信，在信的人凡事都能。
And the Lord Jesus said to them that it is possible to those who believe.
主耶稣就把那个孩子的鬼把他赶走了。
So then the Lord cast out away the devil from the little child.
门徒就暗暗的来问主耶稣说
Then the disciple then secretly asked Jesus.
为什么我们没有办法把鬼赶走
？How is that we cannot cast away the
耶稣说你们的信心小。
Because your faith is very little.
然后告诉他们说，你们如果没有祷告进食，就没有办法把这个恶鬼赶走。
And then follow, he said that if you do not fast and pray, you are not able to cast out the demons.
所以们，因为主耶稣常常在工作前、工作中、工作后，不断的一直祷告得能力。
Because he saw how the Lord Jesus prayed before, during, and after his work.
所以能够让他的工作非常有果效。
And that is why he was able to have a lot of effect in his work.
所以我们在服侍神当中，我们要学习尽我们本分，做我们该做的事情。
So the same with us when we serve God, we must do what we can.
但是更要借着祷告彼此互相的祷告彼此互相的搭配。
But we must also depend on prayer and pray for one another.
这一场征战耶稣也带着军队打仗，不是他一个人。
So, during this war, Joshua he took his people and fought the enemies.
所以他带了很多人一起打。
So he did not go out and fight alone. He brought a lot of people.
摩西也不是一个人自己上山。
And the same with Moses, he did not pray alone on the mountain.
而是带着父我跟亚伦。
but he took Aaron and.
所以摩西所垂下来的时候，亚伦跟户我，他们就在旁边就扶住他。
So when the hands of Moses' hand was lower, both people leapt up his.
啊，让他的手可以一直的举着，一直达到全胜。
So then, because his hand was lifted up, Joshua was able to have victory.
我们做任何的圣工啊，不能够光靠一个人。
So the same with us doing all kinds of work at church.
就是你再大的能力啊，都有灰心失败的时候。
We cannot just do it alone because no matter what we do, there are times where we'll be disappointed.
以利亚一个人啊，对付八百五十个假先知。
The same with Elijah when he was confronted with 800 over false prophets.
他祷告的能力相当大。
And he has powerful prayer.
求火就有火，求雨就有雨。
When he asked for a fire, there was fire, and then when he asked for rain, he was given rain.
但是耶洗别啊，一句恐吓的话，他就逃命啦，就求死啦。
And just with one threat from Jezebel, he was hiding and running away from her.
神问他说：“你在做什么？”
And then when God asked him, "What are you doing?"
说耶洗别已经把神的众先知杀掉，只剩下我一个人。
And he said to God that Jezebel has already killed all the prophets, and I'm the only.
你看他们还要寻索我的命。
And they are still seeking after me.
他以为说只有他在为神大发热心呢。
He thought that he was the only one who was so zealous for God.
他以为他可以得胜，胜过以前的列祖。
And he thought that he was the only one that he can overcome everyone.
那后来他说我没有办法了，罢了。
And he said that I cannot do it alone.
我没有办法胜过我的列祖。
I cannot overcome my forefathers.
所以他就求死。
So he asked for death.
然后来告诉他说啊，我还为自己留下七千个人。
But he also said that I've left for myself 7,000 people.
所以叫他回去把那些啊同伴把他找出来。
And God asked him to go back and seek for all those people.
啊，叫给他们不一样的任务。
And give them all different tasks.
所以我们在侍奉当中啊，我们要学习啊，能够找一些属灵上的同伴。
So the time when we're serving, we must learn to look for spiritual partners.
啊，能够有一些工作上的伙伴。
And also a partner in holy work.
而且能够大家彼此互相的搭配，互相的扶持，互相帮助。
So as we were working together, we can coordinate and help one another.
我们看出埃及记十七章十四节。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章十四节。
Verse 14.
神对摩西说：“我要将亚玛利的名号。”从天下全然涂抹了，你要将这些话写在书上做纪念，又念给耶稣亚听。十五节
，Verse 15，
摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西呀。十六节
，Verse 16，
又说神已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。他们得胜了以后啊。神叫摩西做三件事情。
And when they had victory, God wanted Moses to do something.
说要把这个事迹啊写在书上做纪念。
And God wants all this to be written as a record.
然后要把它念给耶稣亚听。
And also have to be read to Joshua.
然后要筑一座坛来纪念高举神的名。
And also they have to build an altar, to lift up the name of the Lord.
我们在侍奉当中也是一样啊。
And the same with us when we are serving God.
当神帮助我们完成一些工作以后
，After when God has helped us accomplish a work，
或者是我们领受了从神来的一些恩典
，Or when we have received a special grace from God，
我们要常常去数算啊，不要把它忘记掉。
We must always count our blessing and not forget them.
所以要把神的能力作为啊，把它写在书上做纪念。
So, very often we must always write down all the blessing and the works of God in our lives.
一个人会灰心软弱，会离开神。
The person when he is disappointed and leave God.
往往就是从忘记神的恩典开始。
It's because he has forgotten all the blessing that God has given him in the past.
当然，我们信主的时候得到很多神的恩典，我们很感动。
Of course, during the time when we come to believe in the Lord and we'll receive many blessings and we'll be very.
久了以后啊， 我们对神的恩典就渐渐的淡忘。
But after many years later, we slowly forget all this blessing that God has given.
有时候遇到环境上一些不如意啊，我们就埋怨神，埋怨人。
And like when we meet with difficulty, then we start to complain against God and against people.
甚至让我们灰心啊，让我们不愿意到教会来了。
In the process of complaining, we become very disappointed and we give up.
如果我们常常纪念神的恩典
，But when we continue to count our blessings,
神的爱常常充满在我们心，常常来激励我们。
And the love of God fills our heart and compels us every day.
虽然遇到一些环境上的困难
，Even though we have difficulty in our lives every day,
但是我们可以靠着神的爱啊，来战胜一切。
But we can.And always overcome many things with the love of God.
作为保罗说，什么样的事情可以让我跟神的爱隔离呢？
That's why Paul says, what kind of things can separate me from the love of Christ?
难道是患难吗？是病痛吗？是饥荒吗？
Is it sickness? Is it hunger?
他说，无论什么都没有办法让我跟神的爱隔离。
There will be nothing that will cut off the love that I have for Christ.
因为神的爱一直在他的心中激励他。
Because God's love continues to compel him in his heart.
我是一个不配的罪人，主耶稣的爱临到我来拯救我。
He always sees himself as a most sinful man, but the Lord's love has come upon him.
让我有机会来服侍他，这是何等大的恩典。
That he is able to serve God.And this is one of the greatest blessings.
所以他说，我现在称他何等人呢、啊、
？And so today, he always said to the Lord,
这不是靠着我自己的能力，而是神的恩典在我身上。
That I did not depend on God's it's not because of myself, but rather the blessing that God has given me.
他说也要念给耶稣雅听。
And here it says in this chapter also that.You must read to Joshua.
因为耶稣亚呢要来继承摩西的工作。
When the Lord said to Moses that he has to record all this work and be read to Moses.
所以要他常常去思想啊，纪念神的作为。
So Joshua will always remember all the work that God has done.
让他在以后的工作啊，能够凡事依靠神来得胜。
So whatever he will do in future, he will always depend on God for victory.
所以诗篇里面说啊，我们也要把神的作为能力啊，不可以向我们的祖孙隐瞒。
So in the book of Psalms, the psalmist tells us that all the doings and works of God, we should not hide that from our grandchildren and
generations to come. 让他们能够起来告诉他们的祖孙，让他们世世代代啊都能够敬畏神。
So from generations to generation, they will all revere God.
我们也要筑坛做纪念。
We must always build an altar to remember God's blessing.
而这个祭坛呢、啊，当然是要服侍敬拜神。
Because this altar is an altar where we worship God.
啊，把祭物撒在上面，感念神的恩典。
It's an altar that we sacrifice and also remember God's love.
啊，纪念神的恩，让我们跟神有更亲密的关系。
To always remember the blessing God has for us, so that we can have a closer communion with God.
啊，虽然我们不足这个物足的坛。
So although we as Christians we did not make up a physical,
但是在我们心灵上，在我们的家中，我们都要有一个属灵的祭坛。
A physical altar at home, but in our heart, in our family, we'll always have the spiritual altar.
啊，常常全家人呢、啊、一起来服侍神，敬拜神。
So the whole family together we worship God and pray to God.
啊，高举神的名啊，传扬神的作为。
And to uplift the name of God and spread His name.
我们一起默祷。
Let us pray.